Mr. Speaker, I rise today in support of H.R. 3695, which provides a temporary extension of the 2008 Farm Bill. I believe this short-term extension provides certainty to everyone going into the new year that permanent law will not be triggered while the conference committee continues its work on a new bill. We're making significant progress in our negotiations with the Senate, and I'm confident we'll be able to finish the conference report in January. In the meantime, the reality is that unless we act today, permanent law takes effect January 1. The press headlines already speak of doom, that we're on the brink of going off the dairy cliff. The Time magazine says, and I quote, "People are freaking out about $8 a gallon milk," unquote. And there's widespread speculation about what will happen and when exactly. It's not necessary to have that kind of panic throughout the country for producers and consumers, especially around the holidays. This bill makes clear what will happen on January 1, and passing it is the responsible action to take given the legislative calendar. Furthermore, we're not breaking any new ground. The 2002 Farm Bill was extended 6 times before the 2008 Farm Bill was enacted. Mr. Speaker, I urge and encourage my colleagues to join me in supporting this short-term extension of the Farm Bill. And I reserve the balance of my time, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's time is reserved. Gentleman from California.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield myself as much time as I shall may consume.
Gentleman is recognized.
And I rise in opposition to this bill. First of all, I want to thank Chairman Lucas, the gentleman from Oklahoma, for all the work that he has done over the years and the appreciation for his efforts in the past few years. It's taken a long time to get here, and certainly he has worked very hard to produce a 5-year farm bill. That said, the bill is not needed, and let me tell you why. The Chairman Lucas and Ranking Member Peterson have been working diligently, as I said, with their Senate counterparts, and the conference committee has reached an agreement on many of the issues, leaving a few remaining issues to be worked out, and we're doing that right now. Secretary Vilsack, Secretary of Agriculture, has also indicated that should we complete the Farm Bill in January, as we are talking about, that there should not be any problems regarding the potential impacts of the dairy title being implemented, and therefore those impacts of the cost of milk being felt by our consumers. Extending the current programs through the end of January, which is what this bill does, when it looks like we will be able to vote on a 5-year farm bill early next year, therefore is not necessary. Farmers, ranchers, dairy producers need the certainty of a 5-year farm bill. I think we all agree on that. Families, those in need, who depend upon the nutrition programs as part of our nation's safety net, need a 5-year farm bill. American consumers, those who we produce the food for, and those around the world, know that they can depend upon our farmers, our ranchers, and our dairy producers to continue providing the safest and most affordable food in the world. Mr. Speaker, therefore, this measure is not needed. I urge my colleagues to vote no on H.R. 3695 and support a 5-year farm bill, which we will vote on early in January when we work the remaining differences in the conference committee. I yield back the balance of my time.
Does the gentleman yield back or does the gentleman reserve?
I reserve.
Gentleman reserves. Gentleman from Oklahoma.
Mr. Speaker, if I would note to my colleague, I have a couple of thoughts myself, and I would conclude with that. So if he has anything else he'd like to address.
I'll yield back the balance of my time.
Gentleman yields back his time. Gentleman from Oklahoma.
Mr. Speaker, I yield the remainder of my time to myself.
Gentleman yields back his time. The question is,
I yield to myself.
Chair stands corrected. The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just simply to note to all my colleagues, my friend from California is exactly right. The importance of completing this cannot be overstated. The progress we've made certainly has been incredible, and we're on the verge. I would just simply note to all of my colleagues, as I've advocated caution and responsibility throughout this entire process, this is an opportunity for members to cast a vote to acknowledge to the folks back home that no matter what happens in the negotiations process, we will not have a dairy cliff. We will not have uncertainty for producers and ultimately the American consumers. Each member of this body is challenged to do what they think is wise. I would simply say to my colleagues, pass the extension, take care of business, and we on the Ag Committee will take care of our business in January. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I yield back the balance of my time.
The gentleman yields back his time. The question is, will the House suspend the rules and pass the bill H.R. 3695 as amended? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Opinion of the chair, two-thirds being in the affirmative. The rules are suspended. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.